It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk to Woodman's Cove. Fishing boats are leaving.
You going fishing?
I'd love to go fishing. I went fishing last week.
Really?
Yeah. Took my son out.
Really?
Fun.
Where'd you go?
We went two places. There's a lake over in kind of like a office building park, and they stock it.
Yeah.
And the fish just jump out of the water under the hook. So when you're taking a little kid.
Man, let me throw this fish into your boat.
Pretty much.
And feel good
so
about it.
We went there for a little bit, and yeah, it was okay. But then we went to this creek with some friends of ours that we know over in this park. And it's great because there's like a 100-foot stretch of this creek where the fish get trapped in between two shallow areas. So it's like 2 foot, 3 foot deep. For about 100 feet, and then the fish can't get out of that area,
right.
And they keep growing and growing and growing. So you just basically drop your hook in there, and it's like an arcade game.
Really?
In about 60 seconds, something bites your hook, you pull it up, you take it off, you take a picture, you put the fish back, and then 60 seconds later, you catch the same fish. It's hysterical.
Really?
But he loves it. We have a great time.
Ah, that's sweet. Actually, that is kind of...
It's a lot of fun.
Kind of sweet. Yeah.
Same anyway. Fish. There's 100 fish in there.
Can you tell by looking at them it's the same fish?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
We were joking about it, actually. Me and my buddy, we take our kids there, and we were thinking we should start tagging these fish to see how many times we actually catch the same fish. But I'm telling you, there's this one big fish in there, a little smallmouth bass.
Yeah.
You can catch that same fish 3 times in one day.
Wow.
And they're so stupid. Fish are stupid.
Fish are stupid.
But it's like
the headline of the day, folks. Fish are stupid. So says Rich McFadden.
It's either that or they just enjoy the game.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Maybe they're smarter than the rest of us.
Maybe. They got the worm.
All right. So Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, everybody else is Gonzo. Roberta back on Monday. Jennifer back on Tuesday. It's 10 past the hour. In this hour, we spend time thinking about we think about things in a more in-depth manner, and often these are items that you may or may not know much about, but they are lessons in life. And speaking of that, Chef Louis DeAngelis will have his recipe and his version of how to finish off the week. Actually, he's getting excited about Halloween, and he wants to talk about, what do you cook special for Halloween, though?
What do you cook special? Your pumpkin pies.
Yeah. We have, by the way...
And the pumpkin beer is out at Dogfish Head Brewery.
You know, we have pumpkin ice cream.
Ooh.
Yesterday, I was telling you about how...
Sounds weird, but I bet you it's good.
It's very good. For those of you who are new to the program or don't know, I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I have an active dairy farm, milk 140 cows or so, sell raw milk, ice cream, cheeses, yogurt, all kinds of things that are related to milk and milk products. So yesterday we went to the farmer's market and we managed to get a cooler. I figured out a way with a cooler and a generator I can keep the ice cream from melting over the course of 4 or 5 hours. So we had an all-you-could-eat ice cream extravaganza.
Mm.
And pumpkin ice cream was the most we had, I think, 4 or 5 different varieties.
Really?
But they loved the pumpkin. And you know how people say it? Pumpkin. Pumpkin ice cream.
Yeah.
Pumpkin. And so that was a big... And there are the other things. The apple products at this time of year, apple ice cream products are good.
People I love
like that.
I think the fall is my favorite season of the year.
Yeah, it can be.
It's just the food, the weather.
Yeah.
It's
fine,
nice.
Except what it leads to.
Yeah, that's true.
And the time's going so fast.
But, see, here in Delmarva, here in Washington, D.C., we don't really get winter until... Like January.
No. And you know, and it's a month and a half, 2 months, and that's it, you're done.
Yeah.
End of February. I remember when
February
I lived down there.
And March can kick
flowers
you
in the out. Yeah, but the flowers come out first part of March. And you're well into the blossoms by the end, especially this past year. Wow. Everything
so
was so early.
For us, the fall is nice. I mean, it leads into a mild winter, hopefully, and then,
Supposed to be a rough winter in the Northeast this year.
Yeah.
But that's what they said last year. We need a good freeze to get rid of all the bungamungas that are in the soil.
The stink bugs.
Ugh. All right, here's a consideration for those of you who are thinking of doing something, don't.
Okay.
It's the story of Doug Steffens.
He's thinking of going to the bathroom with someone
.com once. This week. This is the story of Jason Selch.
Okay.
S-E-L-C-H. S-E-L-C-H. Jason Selch ended a meeting with his bosses at Bank of America by pulling down his pants and mooning them.
I like him already.
Most of us, at the very least, understand this would not be just the end of the meeting, but the end of your job. You can get away with a lot of things, but mooning your boss probably isn't one of them. Mr. Selch has a lot of self-confidence. He seems to be made of sterner stuff. Not only thought that he ought not to be fired, he took Bank of America to court when they fired him. He's been at Wanger Asset Management for the years since he got fired.
Wait a minute, by the Bank of America. Wait a minute. Whoa.
Uh-huh.
He was fired from Wanger?
No. He was fired from Bank of America and hired by Wanger.
So he mooned Bank of America and got hired by Wanger.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Right.
Keep moving.
Right. Now, it seems that Asset Management is a part of Columbia Asset Management, and they now have become a subsidiary of Bank of America.
Oh, no.
Some of the employees of the various companies were not happy, and yada yada. Anyway, so Bank of America has a bad reputation for trying to squeeze the compensation packages of bankers and advisors at the companies that they buy up. Looking at these court documents, Mr. Selch's friend Chris O'Day was fired after he refused to accept lower money. And this ticked off Mr. Selch, burst into a conference room where executives were meeting, gave him a piece of his mind, gave him a piece of something else. He was asked if he had a non-compete agreement, which on Wall Street is usually a way of threatening to,
sue you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you go to work for a competitor. After the executive said he didn't have a non-compete, he mooned them again, told one of the executives never to return to Chicago, and left the meeting. These people all were from New York. He was working in Chicago. He was not fired, issued a formal warning. Boss testified that while 99% of employees would have been immediately fired, he was one of the 1% who could be granted a one free mooning reprieve. And his boss fought for Selch to keep his job. But when the CEO of this outfit found out about it, he insisted that Selch be fired. He said the behavior was too egregious to allow him to continue. This is at Columbia Asset Management. No free mooning at Bank of America.
That's funny.
So the firing meant Selch lost his multi-million-dollar bonus package. It would have vested had he remained in the company another few months. And that's why he thinks he was fired. And that may be what happens. Bank of America got to keep the money. He decided to sue him. And so that's where he's in court right now trying to get his money. But he's been suing them for years. But he got fired. He lost millions of dollars in his retirement package because he mooned his boss. He's got a bad temper, apparently.
No, he's got a drug addiction problem.
How do you know?
I mean, because that's irrational
the only
behavior.
Yeah. What, mooning your boss?
I would do that. Sure you would. But not if you were going to lose a multi-million-dollar retirement package, you wouldn't.
I'm guessing he didn't think it through. He just did it. Oh, that happens.
He did it a second time.
Yeah, he did do it twice.
That equates to irrational behavior.
What is that
behavior.
Expression?
He's got a drug problem.
What is that? What is that expression? Once?
Fool me once.
Yeah, no.
Shame on me.
Yeah, right.
Fool
second
me twice.
Time.
Good. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Something along that line, anyway. All right, so at any rate, it's a good story.
But you know what? I don't care.
He's got a job now.
Because if there are entertaining, stupid people out there in the world to make us laugh and give us a little giggle throughout the day, it's all good.
Yeah, right. Good news, Richie.
Yeah.
Police have captured a 4-foot alligator that was roaming loose in a town, Caldwell, Kansas.
Let me guess. They killed it and made shoes and belts, purses.
Actually, the animal...
They always kill it. They never let it go. They always kill it.
It escaped from somebody's home near an elementary school.
That's not good.
No. Nobody was hurt. I'm not sure that they did kill it, actually. What is an alligator doing in a small Kansas town? Somebody wanted to have it as a pet. What are you, nuts?
He got lost.
Yeah.
He took a left. Went north and took a left.
That story at DougStephan.com. And there are a lot of great stories that are not from the mainstream. You can have a little fun with some of the things that you learn there. If we don't talk about them on the air, you can update yourself on some of the fun, silly things that are actually fun to talk about. Great conversation fodder at DougStephan.com. Here's something else that's great conversation fodder. Your health and well-being. This is Charlotte who gets worked up about it. The 900 diseases that are part of what you're exposed to, all the new viruses, the bacteria that are in the air, things that your body is exposed to, and you need to protect your body and your well-being, not only for your sake, but for your family's sake. And by the way, you ought to be protecting your family, too, with the 90 essential nutrients that are needed every day to keep your good health in check. Don't have good health? You need to call 855-309-8326. Or sign up at DougStephanTeam.com for all of these doctor-tested, doctor-recommended, doctor-approved items from the Longevity line of anti-aging products. It's great for any number of things, but mostly to ward off diseases. And when you get on these products, you'll look better, you'll feel better. Clearly, a recipe for successful health. Don't forget the number, 855-309-TEAM. Go online to DougStephanTeam.com. Listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lectures that are there. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Joel Wallach is the mind behind all of this. He knows what's good for you, and if you know it's good for you, you'll get a hold of not only the information, but some of the products, and then you'll see the information there how you can start a little home-based business. DougStephanTeam.com or 855-309-TEAM.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, this is Beyond Good Day, story time, some of our favorite findings during the course of the week and over the weekend. They're always going to, well, we sort of troll for these stories. All of us here, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn not with us at the moment. Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us in a few moments with the recipe of the week, plus other discussions about healthful cooking, recipes galore at DougSteffen.com. All right, so Rich has Who Let the Dogs Out, which would bring us around to thinking, if we're really clever, that Richie wants to tell us a dog story.
We all love dog stories, right? Dog stories. Everybody loves dogs. We're all dog lovers here.
Yeah.
Well, this is about a German shepherd named Capitan, who apparently ran away after his owner, Miguel Guzman, died in 2006. And then a week later, the family of Miguel Guzman found the dog sitting at his grave. Somehow the dog found his way to the grave. They said they searched for him after he had vanished, but they couldn't find him. They thought that he had run away and got run over. The following Sunday, they went to the cemetery to lay flowers on Miguel Guzman's grave, and the dog walked up to them. He was barking and wailing like he was crying. So they don't know how he found. They had never taken him to the cemetery. He just found his way there somehow. So they don't know how he found his way there. The cemetery director says that the dog just showed up. And they didn't know who he belonged to or what he was. And they began feeding him. Doug, he died in 2006. The dog still stands next to his grave. They say during the day he'll walk around the cemetery and just kind of, you know, get some exercise and everything. But almost at 6 o'clock sharp every night, he returns back to the grave and stands guard over the grave.
Every night.
And they feed the dog. They take care of the dog at the cemetery. He's basically become a pet of the cemetery, but he will not leave. They've tried to take him back home. The family's tried to take him back home two or three times. He leaves and goes back to the cemetery. And he sleeps on the grave every single night.
And so where is his home, though? I didn't get that. Where is his home?
This is in Argentina.
Oh.
But his home is, you know, 15-20 minutes, miles away.
Yeah.
So it's like 15-20 miles away, apparently. And they don't know how the dog found the cemetery. They have no idea. But he won't leave.
Yeah. So that's really...
Is that amazing?
Yeah. We talk about dogs and strange things that happen. There is certainly a connection. We find, I believe, that people meet people that they're supposed to. We have experiences that are based on our karma. I know right now, and I have in the past, but not so dramatically. Right now I'm going through something that is directly connected to karma, past lives connection, connected, people connected. I'll tell you something. Dogs, in the same way, have the connection with people. Charlotte has been with, when I
they're just a lot smarter than we are.
Recognized her, and she recognized me, in a sense, the feeling is something that's overwhelming. And you don't, it's so hard to explain, hard to understand. A lot of people just do poo-poo. Do all the poo-pooing you want. That doesn't mean it isn't true. I have a definite spiritual connection with that dog, and she with me, to the point of it being something that's life-changing. And, you know, you people have found that it's so much easier to get along with dogs anyway. Because they're so unconditional in their love for you. And they have, just, Charlotte is an amazing being.
I have a feeling that when Charlotte unfortunately passes, that we will have to go to her grave every night and feed you.
Well, maybe. I don't want to. Let's not go there. 28 after.
Do you have sensitive, itchy skin and need a fresh-smelling laundry detergent without harsh irritants and chemicals? Or do you use detergent that is safe for sensitive skin but wish it had a scent? Now there's something that can help you feel the difference. Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent delivers a deep clean and is designed to be gentle on the skin, but still smells great, so you don't have to sacrifice scent for sensitivity. Dermatologist Elizabeth Hale.
Unwanted chemicals in household products can cause redness, itchiness, and discomfort to all skin types, especially sensitive skin. I recommend hypoallergenic and dye-free products so skin feels healthy and comfortable, like Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It has a fresh-scented formula clinically proven to be gentle on skin.
The hypoallergenic formula in Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent is proven to be gentle on the skin for clean clothes and a fresh scent without irritation. For more, visit armandhammer.com.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I working our way into your hearts, minds, and now your stomach. Because Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. And if anybody knows about your stomach, it's Chef Louis. He's got one of the best around, as I understand it. Chef Louis is a well-accomplished chef in any number of ways. He works in the southeastern part of our country, saves a lot of restaurants, fixes up their menu, teaches people how to cook things.
A real Chef Ramsay.
Great ideas, as a matter of fact. So let's get cooking here. So Louis works so well, we can almost taste how good the food is. And you can find the lineup. Why are you laughing? This is good stuff here. Lineup of a lot of his recipes. Louis' page is on the right-hand side of the homepage. Click on the picture of Chef Louis there to find out the latest recipes. Every week we have good things that we're eating. Last week we did a good job with that eggplant gratin. And so what we're going to do for the next few weeks, or at least till the holidays, is sort of take a trip around the world. We're going to start in the Caribbean in just a few minutes. Louis got some special ideas.
This looks good.
First off, I'd like to go through some of the restaurant news. I see this week that Martha Stewart, Louis, and Chef Emeril Lagasse are being sued over a set of knives. Emeril sells a set of cutlery on the Home Shopping Network, which has the words Solingen, Germany on the blade. And that leads you as a consumer to believe it's manufactured by these world-class knife makers. But the company that owns Solingen, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know anything about it. Solingen? Is that what it is? You
I would
these
say
knives?
That's close.
Solingen. Says Emeril's product is actually a knockoff made in China. The suit seeks $2 million in damages for trademark infringement. Stewart was named in the suit because her company, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, owns Emeril's product line. So what I was figuring they were doing, Louis, is taking the name Solingen stamped on a knife or whatever it is. That'd be one thing. But you do, I thought they were learning from the Japanese, because the Japanese were making dishes, cutlery and other products in a community in Japan whose name was changed in the 1950s to Yuza.
Right.
So they could say, made in USA.
Right.
And they were right. It was made in Yuza, Japan. They didn't say Yuza, Japan. It was just made in USA. So I figured this was a page out of that cookbook, but apparently that's not the case. Everything is knocked off and made in China. So how much, but under the circumstances now, does Emeril have the hooch that he used to? Is he that important, really?
I think Emeril's fantastic. He's done a lot, but he himself has slowed himself down.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of gotten a little bit older and not doing as much.
Yeah, and as far as, you know, the names on knives and stuff, you know, stop and think about it. When they're selling something so cheap, you know, you're not going to, I mean, you're definitely, there's got to be a red flag goes off and says, Jesus,
you'd think.
This isn't a solid knife, or this isn't a kabuki knife or whatever.
I mean, this is actually a good question. You know, I used to go out and spend tons of money for nice cutlery and nice pots and pans. And I have a nice set of Henkel knives, which have now been butchered
all
up
right.
by my mother-in-law.
I want to know what a Henkel knife is. Tell me about these things, because I'm unwashed. I don't know anything.
A Henkel knife is one of those German, really nice, I mean, where you pay like $35 and $75 and $50 for one knife. I mean, you buy a nice little boning knife, and it'll cost you $50, or a paring knife, or, you know, whatever it is, or a chef's knife. I got a 7-inch and a 9-inch chef's knife, and, you know, they're like $60. But you know what? Does it really make a difference? You know, with pots and pans, I've stopped spending the money. I just
why?
Buy
who
the
cares?
Cheap stuff.
It's a pot, for God's sakes. Put the stuff in it and cook it.
No, that's not it.
Nah,
it heats differently. But, Louis, you're the expert. You tell me, am I wasting my money, or am I smarter now that I'm going to
I'm not an expert.
Stuff?
You're wasting your money. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, the truth of the matter is, now I have Sabatiers. It looks like Sabatier, but it says it's Sabatier. They're a French set of knives. They're well priced. I mean, it's well within reach of anybody. But the problem is, you know, while you're cooking, okay, you don't have a chef's knife, you have a chopped knife, you have a bread knife. Usually people just grab the first one that's in the drawer anyway. I mean, nobody really goes and uses the correct knife for the correct thing. I mean, who's going to have time for that?
Wait a minute. This is foolish. What are you guys talking about? This is, you use the correct knife. If the knife is sharp, you cut something with it. What are you talking about?
That,
use
that's
the correct
exactly
knife.
What he's saying.
Well, that's what I do. I just, if I got
to. I don't know. If you're chopping peppers, okay, I'm sorry, but the bread knife just ain't going to cut it. I want that 7-inch chef's knife.
No, but if you look at a chef's knife, there's two different kinds. You know, you've got one with a short hilt and one with a long hilt. All right, the hilt is part of the handle that's right up against the blade.
Right.
Now, a short hilt, you can actually rock the knife up and down and chop with it. Okay? A long hilt, it stops at that plastic nub, and you can't get a full swing out of it. And I don't know how many times I've grabbed the wrong one. I have one with a long hilt on it, which stops you from going too far into the meat. And I'll go ahead and chop something up with it anyway, rather than dirty another knife or anything else.
But,
or go looking for it. You know, it's just whatever sharp works. You know,
okay,
there is
but,
a paring knife and a boning knife. But I'd like to know how many people actually do the difference.
But
if you're
going to
go to knife,
if you're going to go to a nice cutlery store, a nice cooking store, and spend $180 for a set of knives, as opposed to just walking into Walmart or Target and spending $30. Which one are you doing?
Between you and I and the rest of the world, I'll grab a $30 knife.
Okay. That's what I want
to do. Because, you know, the food is not going to taste any different.
Right. Okay.
And as far as anybody's slicing ability, chopping, you know, month on a hard chopping board, and they all look alike under a microscope. They all need to be resharpened anyway, and the teeth re-straightened. So what would be the difference? The difference is the handle might be a nice mahogany instead of a plastic handle.
The weighted stuff, the balanced stuff, too.
Yeah, the balanced
stuff. Okay, and then the last question on the cooking utensils. Do you use nonstick pans?
No.
Okay, what do you use in place of nonstick pans?
Everything I have is cast iron. I keep two stainless pieces for when I need a really
bad.
Here's the problem, though. I have a cooktop. I went in to buy a cast iron skillet a few weeks ago, and the guy at Bed Bath & Beyond told me, he said, you know what? Doesn't work on a cooktop. I have a glass cooktop.
Don't believe that. Don't really? Believe that. It still works. Yeah, well, that's an induction top, what they call it.
Yeah, but the problem with all of that is that those things are really bad for you because the metal can come loose.
Right.
And that gets into your brain. It causes Alzheimer's,
which is
dementia.
Why I wanted to get the iron skillets. But he says that the iron will come off on the cooktop or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Wow.
And they have a polish for the top of your cooktop anyway that works.
The heavy pots and pans are the best ones for you.
Right,
Chef Louis Diaz is here on the Doug Staffan Good Day program. We're eating well, and I don't know how well this is. You'll make up your own mind. We're visiting the Caribbean, and Louis has the recipe for jerk spice. So if you're interested in jerk cooking, jerky, lurky.
Jerk chicken.
Stuff, yeah, jerk chicken. All right, that's coming right up here on Good Day. You you know what? Louis and I have never met each other. You know that, Richie, right?
Yes. Yep.
Never been in the same room.
Neither have I. Nope.
Never seen him up close. I don't know how your teeth are, Louis. How good are your teeth?
They're all caps, courtesy of playing hockey in college.
All right. There's something to be said for that. I'm trying to bring your attention and others around to power swabs. Power swabs are unlike any other teeth whitening product available today. Doctor tested, doctor approved. It's a fast, easy way to clean up your teeth. Power swabs include quick and easy to use swabs that whiten and remove stains in only a couple minutes. You're done with all of this. It's fast. It's easy. Forget the mess and that awful taste that is left in your mouth. And not a lot of sensitivity. If you use some of these other products, your gums hurt for a long time. This is safe. This is effective, i.e., it works. Couple of important steps to take each day, and when you're all done, you'll have the whitest teeth around, and it's really very inexpensive. Risk-free supply of power swabs at 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in just 5 minutes. The kit comes along, you work through it, and I'm looking at all of the sort of easy way they bring you through all of this with these swabs. Get the stains off your teeth. Call 800-865-7602. There's nothing at risk here. You buy it, you try it, don't like it, send it back, get your money back. You will like it because your teeth will look so much better. It's so easy to do this and so quick. Risk-free supply of power swabs at 800-865-7602. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Is there a woman who inspires you in your community? An extraordinary mom, sister, friend, or colleague who shines? In addition to making a difference through their own achievements, these women often help others accomplish great things through mentorship or personal support. Yahoo Shine wants to help celebrate the women in your life who do extraordinary things every day and inspire others to do the same. Jennifer Romolini, Editor-in-Chief of Yahoo Shine.
We all know a woman who inspires us or touches our community in immeasurable ways, a woman who shines. She might be an activist or an entrepreneur or maybe a mom, teacher, public servant, athlete, or survivor. Now you can nominate these amazing women in your community. They'll have the chance to be nationally recognized for their accomplishments and entered to win a $10,000 grand prize.
Submit online nominations at womenwhoshine.yahoo.com through October 22nd. Then vote for a grand prize winner through October 29th. Winners will be revealed November 12th.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and Louis and I, Louis is the food editor in terms of diet, cooking, that sort of thing. He's the person that works well with the other person that you'll find at DougSteffen.com, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Every week new recipes are posted. We'll post this one. Louis is very excited, very interested in having you understand what's going on with food from around the world. Actually, with the Jewish holidays, I think in this next week, a lot of people are interested in that kind of food. That's not where we are now, but it might be where we go next week, because there are a couple of weeks, I think, of Jewish holidays, and is there special Jewish traditional food. This week, a trip to the Caribbean. What do you like about Caribbean food, Louis?
Funniest thing in the world, Doug. Most countries, their signature food or flavor, it comes from a preservative and how they preserve meats. In the Caribbean, what started with African slaves, they brought from Africa to Jamaica the way that they preserved meats, and that was a jerk spice. Now, the word jerk became Jamaicanized or Americanized. It originally was charqui, charqui, Spanish word, which has been translated now to jerky. Like, you know, jerky, like beef jerky.
Yeah, sure. Beef jerky, chicken jerky, pork jerky, turkey jerky. But, I like that best.
There you go. But what happened was they would go out and get game. This is before, like, we're talking the 1600s when this started. And in order to preserve their meats, they took a blend of allspice berries, not the allspice.
We lost Louis. Where'd he go?
But actual allspice.
All right, we lost you for the last half of that sentence, so repeat that, will you?
Start with his allspice berries, which is not the same as pumpkin pie spice when you think of allspice. This is just the allspice berry, and they mix it with thyme and peppers. In their case, they have an abundance of scotch bonnet peppers. The recipe shows how to blend it all with cinnamon and nutmeg and make a really great sauce. It's a sauce slash spice that you rub on your meat. Let it sit for a while, and then go ahead and grill it or bake it or any way you want. Now, the thing that we come away from with this is that here's a style of cooking that has so much robust flavor, and it just happens to have some heat. Now, in America, what we do is, like with the wing sauces, everything's based around heat that might have some flavor with it. And that's just not the way to cook. And you can go out to the grocery store and buy jerk spice or a jerk sauce. It's usually a liquid. But if you look at it, now here it is. This is a preservative itself. And when you look at the...
Oh, no.
Louis, it's time for you to trade in whatever cell phone you've got and come up with another
one. Throw that thing out in the Caribbean.
Yeah, right.
All right, so we'll post it up at DougSteffen.com.
Right, exactly. Chef Louis DeAngelis here on the program.
Do you want to go on a little Caribbean jerk chicken mom?
Jerk fish. You know, you can get jerk fish the same way.
Yep.
Yeah. to rage in a lot of places. All right, so Louie got, I think, most of the message across anyway. Chef Louie DeAngelis with Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 51 past the hour. Whoa.
It is another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Battling obesity, a serious health issue, but how far can the government go in getting involved? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Obesity has become a national epidemic. No debate on whether this is a serious health concern that needs to be addressed, but the question is, who needs to address it? There's been quite a debate in New York City over Mayor Michael Bloomberg's proposed ban on these. These are supersized sugary drinks, such as sodas, supersized as in more than 16 ounces. The mayor proposed a limit on these drinks to no more than 16 ounces, a limit that would affect businesses such as restaurants and movie theaters. Well, the New York City Health Department did give the green light yesterday to this ban. The mayor saying this measure can have a huge impact, pun intended.
If New Yorkers reduce portion size to 16 ounces from 20 ounces for just one sugary drink every 2 weeks, that alone would collectively save something about 2.3 million pounds over a year in New York City.
That's a lot of poundage. The soft drink industry is indicating it will fight this ban with legal and legislative action. Elliot Hoff is with New Yorkers for Beverage Choices. He was asked if he's angry about the Board of Health decision to approve this ban.
I don't think we're angry because we expected this.
And how are New Yorkers reacting? Well, some are pretty upset about this and working up a pretty good thirst.
Where's it going to end, Mayor Mike?
To the city should be devoting its resources to something more productive.
And there are others who are supportive of the ban.
Those big drinks, there's absolutely no reason for a drink that large to be sold.
Rising health care costs. I think that not only our governments, but corporations are looking for ways to help people get healthy.
And with a ban on sugary drinks of more than 16 ounces, this woman has figured out what she needs to do.
I have to buy two, I guess, which is not cost effective to me.
By the way, unless it's blocked in court, this ban in New York City will take effect in 6 months. So if you're in New York, until then, drink up. This is the 128 ounce economy size. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Big rally on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve yesterday said it plans an indefinite bond buying program to boost the struggling economy. The Dow jumping 207 points up to 13,540. S&P gaining 23. NASDAQ up 42 points. Oil prices also up $1.30 a barrel, finishing at $98.31. The world bracing for the possibility of even more violent anti-American protests across the Middle East and North Africa today. Demonstrators angry over a film made in the U.S. that ridicules the Prophet Muhammad, and they've already taken to the streets in more than half a dozen countries. Closing notes? First, there must have been a total eclipse, or maybe something froze over yesterday, because on Capitol Hill, a bipartisan measure was actually passed. A $1 trillion continuing resolution to keep the federal government operating for another 6 months in the absence of a budget deal. The House said yes, the Senate will likely follow suit. Democratic Congressman Peter Visglosky had this to say.
While I support the continuing resolution, I am abjectly disappointed that the Congress is once again going to fail in one of its most fundamental responsibilities.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, Congressman. All of you have failed in all of your responsibilities. Finally, did you catch the flyby we had last night? Well, it wasn't exactly that close, but an asteroid the size of a 14-story building passed right by Earth last night. The rock is called Potentially Hazardous Asteroid, or PHA, 2012 QG42. It missed us by less than 2 million miles, or about 7.5 times the distance to the moon. Astronomers say there was no threat to us this time, but at some point in the distant future, there could be a collision. With that in mind, it might not be a bad idea to get Bruce Willis and his crew on standby.
The United States government just asked us to save the world.
Oh, I forgot about Steven Tyler and that irritating Armageddon love theme. Yeah, he can go along, too. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.